Welcome back to BU Radio on 101.5 Light FM. I'm Liz Sterling, and my guest is Sheila Glazov. She is an award-winning author, personality types expert, professional speaker, educator, and author of the book, What Color Is Your Brain? Welcome, Sheila, to BU Radio.
Thank you. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, and how are you today?
Wonderful, thank you. How are you?
Great. Okay, we have a book, What Color Is Your Brain? And I realize that there's colors that I see when I look out in the world, but I had no idea that my brain has colors. Is that what it's all about?
It's an approach to help you understand yourself and others. Color is our greatest stimulant. It's easy to remember with all our passwords and PIN numbers. Sometimes hard to remember other personality types, and I find color works so well with adults and children, so it's easy to communicate with one another.
So you're using color to illustrate different aspects of our brain, or how our brain works, or
exactly.
How we work in the world?
How we work in the world, and those different brain colors explain an approach to your personality type.
Oh, we're talking personality type. Okay, now you've really got my attention. So my brain has something to do with a personality type. Can you tell
us
a little bit more about the types and colors?
Well, if you're a yellow brain person, you see yourself as dependable, punctual, and responsible. If you're a blue brain person, you see yourself as helpful, creative, and communicative. The green people see themselves as logical, intelligent, and composed. And the orange brain people see themselves as dynamic, generous, and spontaneous. However, there's a caveat. You are all of those. Just depending on the setting or the environment you're in, I like to tell people you're a gemstone quality person, and depending on the setting, that's how your brain brilliance sparkles and shines. So at work, your brain color might be different than when you were at home with your family.
So when you sent me an email, you said my yellow brain is working, or my orange brain is working,
yeah,
and my green brain is working. I mean, you're really identifying with what part of yourself and your personality is behaving at different,
yes,
times depending on the brain. So you, when you went through the yellow, the green, the orange, you did it fast. Let's do it a little slower so that the people who are listening, my listeners, can really understand what it is that's happening with their brains when they're functioning at that time. And I'd like to look at how that can help us be more accepting of ourselves and others.
Well, I do it so quickly because it's become a second language for me. You know, instead of English as a second language, it's become brain color as a second language. So if you're a yellow person, you esteem yourself by feeling dependable and punctual and responsible. Like now at the holidays, you've gotten all your shopping done.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's
a new year.
You're punctual to all the parties.
Thank goodness it's a new year and everything is behind us so that we can look back at that time and we could say, wow, you know,
absolutely,
look at how I handled Christmas.
Perfect.
Thank goodness it's a new,
right,
year because, but use that analogy because it's so close by.
Okay, so, but in the new year, you're bound to keep all your New Year's resolutions because you're very organized about what you do and you're very committed to those New Year's resolutions.
Okay,
blue brain people are helpful and creative and communicative, and during the holidays, they want everyone around them. They like to make handcrafted gifts, and for the New Year's, they're going to make resolutions about staying connected to the people they were connected with over the holidays,
mm-hmm,
because they're people people.
They're people people.
Yes, they are.
So the blue people are people people.
And green brain people are logical, intelligent, and composed. And during the holidays, some people think they're the humbug. They don't really like to participate in all the celebrations. However, they'll have a very systematic approach to their New Year's resolutions if it makes sense for them to change and do something differently. And the orange brain people are dynamic, generous, spontaneous. They're usually the life of the party at a holiday party.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as making New Year's resolutions, they have fun making them, but they have more fun breaking them.
So I like the way that orange sounds. Now, as you're saying this, I'm realizing I'm feeling a little bit of everything.
Of course you are.
So does a person type themselves? I know in your book, What Color Is Your Brain, you ask people to type themselves. What happens if they've got a lot of different parts? How does this help me to accept myself and others? How does it really translate out in the world?
Well, by taking a quiz in the book or participating in a professional workshop that I might be presenting for an organization or a group as a professional speaker, you actually will take a quiz. And in that quiz, you will be able to numerically rank yourself according to your colors. So you might have a very high yellow, numerically, and you might have a very low orange. So that means you love being organized. You love making plans. When it comes to having fun, that's put on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
However, if your orange was high, having fun is number one. And getting to those organizational things that you have on your desk or on your to-do list just isn't a priority for you.
Once I understand this thrust, if you will, these parts within myself, would it be good for me to attempt to find balance from one aspect to another? Because if I'm that fun-loving person, I don't like to be logical or organized or get things done. Is there something that I can do to help me incorporate aspects of other parts of these brains, if you will?
Absolutely. You can associate with other people who can help you do that. So often in our relationships, that's how we do find our balance, Liz. We make friends or we enter into relationships with people who really help us shine from our brain color that maybe isn't our highest attribute or ability. So if you're a blue brain person as I am, I've been married to my husband for over 40 years. He's very green. So he balances out the logical aspect that is not comfortable for me to deal with because I am so creative, and vice versa.
So there's you think there's a natural affinity or attraction for us to bring people to our lives who will help to balance that out and bring those other aspects? Because I'm very, 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 you know, I'm just very, very logical and very organized. And I've got this fun co-host, man. She just likes to be the life of the party and have fun. So there's something that I look at Maria and I say to myself, thank goodness you're here because I feel energetically there's a change when I'm with her.
Right. And you've learned to accept and appreciate her for those attributes and abilities because it makes a great blend. It's like putting a team together. Someone will come up with a great idea, usually a blue person because they're so creative, and then the yellow person will have a plan of how to do it, and then the green person will say strategically that works or doesn't work. Then you've got the orange person who's going to go out and implement it.
Mm-hmm.
So you want all those people, and if you look at the people you work with, you probably have all those different colors around you.
So however, now we're going to type people by their brain color.
Yeah, well, if you work in an environment of engineers, you're possibly going to have a lot of green brainers around you because they love technology. If you're in a creative field and you work with a lot of writers or artists, you're going to have a lot of blue people in the arts. If you're a yellow person, you're in the banking business. You like things that are organized and stable. And if you're in sports or emergency medicine, those are the orange people. They like the excitement.
Wow, so it's fascinating.
You can see those different people according to their careers. And sometimes we make poor choices because we really are in a career that is not suited for our personality.
Wow.
But that's how you find the balance. Some people are bankers in their personal professional life, but then they're skydivers in their personal life to make that balance.
Oh, perfect. That makes sense. We're speaking with Sheila Glazoff, and she is the author of the book, What Color is Your Brain? A fun and fascinating approach to understanding yourself and others. And you can learn more on her website, and that would be www.whatcolorisyourbrain.com. Where did you come up with this? It seems so out of the blue. Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha. Are you familiar with the Myers-Briggs type indicator?
Oh, sure. That's the personality test,
yes,
right?
Personality type that was developed in the 40s by a mother and daughter team. I love Myers-Briggs. It's a wonderful way to understand who you are and what careers you should have because we're changing careers a lot in this day and age. However, again, as I said, PIN numbers, passwords, the combination of 16 letters from Myers-Briggs is difficult for some people, especially if you're dyslexic like I am, and you cannot use it with children. So that's why colors work. And I was using this program as a little mini workshop before creative problem-solving sessions with my clients so they would appreciate and accept each other's ideas and find balance when they were trying to come up with a solution for a strategic plan for their business.
And here we come back to the word accepting, both of yourself and others, and we also come back to balance, and we're here because Balance Magazine and Balance, the Work-Life Balance Institute for Women, is really sponsoring the show, and that's really the essence of what we're talking about, and that is establishing balance in our lives. And you've begun to really illustrate how we can do that by understanding ourselves, by attracting relationships in our lives with people who will complement us. And by sometimes we do have a niche that we fit in professionally, but personally, it's important that we have an outlet for ourselves so that we can allow these parts of ourselves to be expressed fully in the world. And I like how you do that. I'm noticing in your book that you have a degree in creative leadership from Disney University. Hello, can you tell me about this? I'm very interested.
Well, it was a wonderful program that I was part of in 1992, and it was part of a storyboarding process I was learning and developing and taking classes in. And that went along with my colors, because I wanted the people in my storyboarding strategic planning sessions to, again, accept each other, value each other, not tolerate each other, because if you think about it, the word tolerate means put up with each other, and no one wants anyone to put up with them. They want to be appreciated and accepted.
Oh, there's a big difference between appreciating and tolerating, between accepting and tolerating. You're not really big on tolerating. You really want us to move into accepting and appreciating each other.
Absolutely. You can do that with your brain colors.
And so the brain colors is a way for us to understand ourselves and each other and to work in the environment in which we can enhance our relationships. And we're speaking with Sheila Glazoff. The book is What Color Is Your Brain? And you're listening to BU Radio. I'm Liz Sterling. And Sheila, you have two websites. One is your name. It's Sheila Glazov. That's GLAZOV.com. And your book site is WhatColorIsYourBrain.com. And I understand 10% of the royalties from the sale of What Color Is Your Brain will be allocated to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. And I understand your son had type 1 diabetes. He was diagnosed when he was 15, correct?
Correct.
So this is a way for you to give back.
Correct.
And it's something that's really important for us to do. How do you accept yourself? What's the number one thing that you do to be accepting of yourself?
I value my brain color. I value my blue. However, I really have learned to stretch and appreciate my green, which is my logical, analytical portion of my brain color and my personality, because I know that's very important for me to balance myself.
So you're combining the blue of the creative with the logical, which is the balance. It's wonderful. Thanks, Sheila, for being our guest, for being accepting of yourself and others, and I want to wish you a great week and, of course, have a fabulous 2008.